This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares what it means to be a man of faith by looking at the defining characteristics of Israel's 10 paramount leaders.
A man once asked his rabbi whether he should spend a half hour studying the Torah or Musar, the Jewish study of ethics and self-discipline. The rabbi replied, "Study Musar. Then you will realize that you have more than a half hour a day to study the Torah." Indeed, if we fully understood the importance of Bible study, we would find the time to read the Bible every day. Genesis 28 verse 10 tells us that Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran to seek a wife. But earlier, verse 5 told us that Jacob had already left home. Why the repetition? The Jewish sages explain that the first time Jacob left, he went to study at a seminary in order to prepare himself spiritually for the challenges ahead. In fact, tradition says that Jacob studied for over a decade and then set out for Haran. We can learn from Jacob's example. God's word is not just something nice to read once in a while, and Bible study is not merely an academic pursuit. The Bible is our guidebook, a tool for coping with the struggles of daily life.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the men in our lives this month, discover the godly characteristics of the great biblical men of faith in our complimentary devotional, A Man of Faith, when you visit holylandradio.org. That's holylandradio.org. This has been Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.